from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We continue our SEC Media Day coverage. And across from me is former tight end in the NFL, played at Georgia, won a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots. Now he works with the SEC Network, studio analyst, an author, a man of many talents, joins me here at SEC Media Days live from Dallas, Texas, part of our Capital One Orange Bowl media tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill, Benjamin Watson. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to the lovely folk from Miami.
Definitely, man. Good to be with you guys. Yeah. You enjoying the week?
We are. Yeah. I mean,
It's
busy. A lot going on here. Yeah. It started off with a bang. Nick Saban not being able to get in because he didn't have a credential.
I know. We made a lot of fun of him on set the other day.
Well, you know, we're from Miami. We're not exactly the biggest Nick Saban fans, to be 100% honest.
True. That's true. Y'all were probably like, yes.
Today is probably the first day we're not going to spend 4 hours talking about it on the air. Yeah, so it's been cool, man, seeing all the young athletes walking through, have the nicest suits on.
Dude, so I was just talking about that. So I remember coming to SEC Media Days when I was playing at Georgia. This would have been like 2002.
Yeah.
And I probably had on some loose-fitting khakis, probably a big box, blue blazer that didn't really fit. And these dudes are coming in like tailor-made. It's incredible. I'm happy for them.
The ice around their necks.
Oh, yeah.
I do this show with Channing Crowder. He played at the University of Florida.
Yeah, I know Channing.
He played for the Dolphins. Uh-huh. And we were talking about it yesterday where I was telling him, man, like, sitting across from somebody, he's probably got 50 G's on his neck.
On his neck.
And Crowder's like, he's like, hey, man, if you would have given 18-year-old Crowder $1 million or $50,000, I would have been doing the exact same thing.
He definitely would have. Channing definitely would have.
When one of my favorite stories is he thought he was going first round. Mel Kiper had him going first round. So he took out like $1 million credit line. And the first thing he bought with NFL money, by the way, doesn't end up going first round, goes third round, has no way to pay that off. But that's another story. First thing he did was buy like a 73 Cadillac, cleaned the whole thing out, killed gators in like California to skin them so he could have gator leather inside the car. He spent like $300,000 on this. I think it was like a Monte Cristo or something as a young player. Anyways,
the story is the story.
Yeah, I digress. So the big conversation here is the new format, college football landscape changing. Are you a fan? Again, Benjamin Watson is sitting down with me. Are you a fan of this, allowing more teams to get the opportunity for the college football playoff at the end of the season?
I am. And primarily because I think about even my playing days. I think about, you know, playing in the early 2000s, and the fact that if you didn't start off in the top 10 preseason, you probably had no chance of getting to the national championship, because if you couldn't make it up to that level to, you know, be ranked number one or two, you just were out, no matter what conference you won or anything like that. I mean, I always remember looking at even Division II football and how they had a playoff and those sorts of things, and then going into the NFL and realizing, you know what, we can get in. I mean, shoot, I was in New England, and we won 18 straight games, lost a Super Bowl to a wild card team that went on the road in the Giants three straight times and then beat us in Super Bowl. They got into the dance, and then they played well once they were in there. And so I think the great thing is that you're going to have opportunities with a team that may go, I don't know, 9-3 or something like that, and then get in because they're in the top, you know, half of the rankings, and then they catch fire. And they go on the road, and they go to a campus, you know, play a game in the first round. Then they play in one of the bowls, and then they go to the national championship. And it's kind of a Cinderella-type story, but really it was they played well at the right time. And it's going to be exciting for fans to be cheering for their teams late in the year to try to make that cut.
I think the interesting part about this process, especially in the SEC, and I think you're definitely going to know this, you know, better than anybody, is the passion the fan bases have. But we're so hardwired in college football, you can't lose a game.
Yeah.
You can't lose two games. Your season's done. You lose two games, season's done, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, in the SEC, especially with the new additions of Texas and Oklahoma, I mean, just based off strength of schedule, you may be playing 8-9 playoff caliber teams and a three-loss, I don't know, Georgia team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because you lost to really good teams, may have more of a reason to be in that college football playoff than a two-loss ACC team, a one-loss whatever team, right?
Strength of schedule matters.
I think for the fan bases, though, specifically, like they have to kind of re-envision how this is going to be played because, hey, one, two losses is not a big deal anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And you even think last year. I mean, think about Alabama last year. Texas comes and beats them 34-24 or something like that last year in Tuscaloosa. And everybody feels like, oh, it's over, but it wasn't. The same Alabama team goes and wins the SEC championship, and then they end up in the playoff. And now I think with the 12 team, there's going to be even more leeway for you to lose a game. Now, nobody wants to lose a game, but the fact of the matter is it's about roster management. It's about playing well over the long term at all points in the season. And I think that for coaches, it's going to kind of change perhaps maybe the way that they even coach, the way that they take care of guys throughout the season, because you've got a longer way to go. You may end up playing, you know, 15 games or whatever it may be instead of the usual 13 or 14 games. You're going to add a whole extra one or two games. Do you have the stamina for that? And also, you know, you look at the NFL model. NFL goes to 17 games. They're going to go to 18 fairly soon. And so you're seeing college mirror what's happening at the pro level as well.
Again, sitting with Benjamin Watson, played at Georgia, now works doing many things, but with the SEC Network, he's part of our Capital One Orange Bowl media tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. You mentioned the NFL model. I'm with you. Preseason within 3 or 4 years is going to be dunzo. We're going to be playing 18, 19 regular season
which
games
is great,
in the NFL.
Which is great.
I'm
preseason
with
is terrible. That's the worst dunk ever.
Well, that's why
preseason,
I love
preseason games. Are terrible.
Awful. Nobody wants to watch it.
Nobody wants to play in it.
When nobody's going to NFL games, you know that the product is bad. Nobody's going to preseason games. You don't even have people tailgating, getting drunk in the parking lot.
You already know your roster for the most part. I mean, you're playing a preseason game really to decide, you know, roster number 40 through 50. Through 53.
You played several times against the Miami Dolphins and, you know, you usually had your way against the Miami Dolphins. Unfortunately, you ruined my childhood, but no worries, Benjamin. What was that like playing alongside Tom Brady, playing on one of the greatest teams ever, and just running through the AFC East year after year after year, your time with New England?
Yeah, well, the first part about it was whenever we would get the schedule, I would always look at week 16 and see if it was in Miami or if it was in Buffalo, where it was. Mm-hmm. And whenever it was like in Miami, we're like, yes, we could just make it there. We get to go down to South Florida while it's cold in New England and play a game down there. So it was always fun. We always felt like we had you know, this isn't going to make you happy, but but we have more Patriot fans there than the Dolphins.
Yeah, it did work that way for quite some time.
A lot of people just came down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And a lot of people live down there anyway. but it was always it was exciting. I mean, playing with Tom, you always felt like you had a chance to win. You know, I think a lot of conversations today. This last few days are about the quarterbacks in the SEC. A lot of great quarterbacks in the SEC. A lot of stellar returning quarterbacks. You know, Missouri, Georgia, Ole Miss has a returning quarterback. I mean, LSU. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have really good quarterbacks. When you have a guy like a Brady that you can just trust, you know, when he gets in the huddle, there's never a time where you feel like you're going to lose or you feel like you're going to win every single game. And so we would go down to Miami. But the crazy thing about Miami was – Miami will beat us every now and then in, like, some weird fluke stuff.
And
I think we were just enjoying the weather too much.
Monday Night Football. You guys had a big lead.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Dolphins come back.
It was always kind of tenuous down there sometimes. So.
but you're right, especially late in the year. Yeah. All the snowbirds would be coming down to South Florida to take advantage of that weather.
Exactly.
Do you still – I'm sure you still enjoy the NFL – You still watching what's going on?
Not super closely.
No? Okay.
I'm more of like a an SEC network. I'll go and I'll be in studio in Charlotte all day on Saturday. We get out of studio about, you know, 1 in the morning after the last game. I get on a 7 a.m. flight from Charlotte back to Atlanta where my family lives. We live outside Atlanta. And so I'll watch the games on Sunday. We'll do a little pick 'em with my kids. And so I'm more of like a fan of NFL. I don't really follow people anymore.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. Still enjoy watching the games. I do know this. I was playing Madden the other day and with my son, and I played with the Dolphins, and I shredded them.
Like, just shredded Tyreek, them. Four vertical.
Like,
Tyreek
shredded
them,
dude. I might have had 100 points in the first half.
You're going to play NCAA, the new football game?
Yes,
we got guys to our right and to our left with PlayStations. They brought it out.
Oh, yeah?
Because it released this week. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think we're going to download that as soon as I get home.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure you'll play with Georgia, and you'll probably keep shredding your son.
Of course.
Yeah. Benjamin Watson, again, you should check out his social media. I know you're doing a lot of work with the community. You're an author. You have a book out as well.
Yeah.
So I recommend everybody go follow him on social media. Benjamin Watson, appreciate you taking the time. And on behalf of Miami, thank you very much for sitting with us.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Dare. discount furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.